And we began a process of really looking at in depth how we could best structure a benefit change, because clearly the problem was that some folks were getting a duty disability that was not intended in law or in practice. And with this product that you see before you is not perfect as far as we're concerned. Not everybody got what they wanted. I didn't get everything I had hoped for, and certainly the league will tell you they didn't get what they wanted, nor the counties, nor the firefighters. But it's our best work, and we think it's our best chance to resolve this without going into our members' pockets for additional contributions. And if the employer has to pay more money in the way of additional contributions, that's less money on the table during contract time for wages and benefits. So it's a double whammy for our folks. And secondly, the most important thing is very few people will ever take advantage of the disability, but everybody gets to pay for it. And that's patently unfair. If some folks are going off with racquetball injuries, and then you have folks like Mike Blood who pay a terrible price, and it's the same concept, it's not. And this is not something that we surprised our folks with. Ms. Vanek has appeared at two of our state conferences, two of our legislative conferences that we have in the winter at Two Harbors. And she has fleshed this out over and over again. It's been posted on our website for months. It was in our journal, our trade magazine that goes out to 9,600 people, including each of the legislators, the Minnesota Police Journal. I have made presentations to police groups all over the state. This is nothing. We have not heard anything until recently that there is a concern with the language. And I can understand people having concerns with the language, but we do believe that this is the best work product that is possible, given the competing interests of employers, employees, and trying to resolve the ultimate problem, which is to protect the fund itself. And with that, I'll really close my comments, because I'm going to be repeating things that Ms. Vanek has already put forward to you. So I'd be stand for any questions you might have.
Any questions? Thank you very much, Mr. Gillespie. That's all that have communicated, but you raised your hand, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. This is House File 125, the PERA bill. Miss, she has you. Are you Mr. Reuter?
I'm Mr. Reuter.
Okay. Did you want number 5 on the agenda or number 3? Okay. Mr. Carlson?
Madam Chair and members, my name is Ann Finn. I represent the League of Minnesota Cities. We represent 853 cities statewide, cities of all sizes and places. I want to thank you for having us tonight, and I want to also thank the groups that participated in this very important agreement, which is represented by House File 125. I want to emphasize the city recognition that public safety jobs are unique due to the sometimes hazardous nature, and I think any city official that you talk with will talk about a very deep respect that they have for the members of their public safety departments. We also believe that we should provide benefits that fairly compensate people when injuries occur, and we believe this bill is the right thing to do. Further, it would not deny any deserving public safety officer a disability benefit. It would simply clarify that higher-level benefits are reserved for those employees injured while in harm's way. Like the other groups that have come before you, specifically PERA and Mr. Gillespie from the MPPOA, we have done a lot of work to educate our members about this compromise. We have had Ms. Vanek come before our board of directors. We have put information in our publications, and we believe that our membership stands behind us in our support for this bill. Thank you very much.
Mr. Carlson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, I'll try not and repeat the other testifiers who have appeared in support of this bill. I am, I guess, the county representative here. As far as local governments, pardon me?
You please identify.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. I'm Keith Carlson, Executive Director of the Minnesota Intercounty Association. As I was saying, we're the other level of local government affected by this bill, and join with the cities and the police officers and fire association in supporting its provisions. I just want to make sure via my handout that the membership appreciates the financial situation for PERA, which is quite frankly declining precipitously, as shown on the first page of my handout.